It's never as instantaneous as I want. Fucking 165. 165.
It's been a lot.
Yeah. Fucking no Donnie. I don't know where Donnie is. We haven't heard from Donnie in a while.
We lost him.
Yeah.
Again.
Lost the fucking sea. Fucking, you know what? Before I forget, I want to show you boys what I got. This was $150. It's 29 grams of some Diablo OG. Fucking rosin, boys. Some live rosin.
That looks so gnarly, bro.
Yeah.
This was more of a homie hookup than super cheap Michigan prices. But fucking A, man. I also, for $109, picked up some gushy.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Gelato. Gushy gelato.
Okay.
This is THCA diamonds plus turp sauce.
Okay.
$109 for an ounce of that. Yep.
Manja.
Man, I was excited to get this fucking... This other shit, though. It's a little bit more than what I normally pay. You know? I mean, only $10 more, though. I was paying $140 an ounce. Until I got down to... Right now, fucking... For just the normal wax that I usually smoke, I have ounces of.
Yeah.
It's two of them for $190. I know.
All right.
I'm like, holy shit, man. I cannot believe it's for under $200, I can get 2 ounces of wax right now.
I can't get wax for $200.
Man. Yeah.
I got a special on it. It was 7 grams for $90.
Damn.
That was like one of those like 420 or Christmas or Thanksgiving super special.
Yeah.
Like, giving it away.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not.
man, it's cheap here now. And well, we're on the
subject. I got this
Mountain Goat coming hell in. Hell yeah.
7-something%.
Hell.
It's a cross of Cherry Mountain and Golden Goat. Really cool stuff. That's what I'm got this here.
Man.
That's a damn hog's leg, huh?
No, it's great for old
Jerry. I wish I still had some of the nuts to show up. I had these diamond infused nugs that were so beautiful, so crystally, and just covered in fucking diamonds.
Those are all words I use to describe you.
You know what? That really melts my heart. Look at that. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's the Mountain Goat? Wow.
Yeah.
I'm out. I have these three joints left, and then I'm out of weed. Mm. Yeah.
I actually did get some wax, too.
Ooh.
Rainforest Aurora.
Peel here. What the fuck is that?
This is one of them syringe things.
Oh, a distillate dart? I love those boys.
It was 1 gram. 1 gram. For $14.
Like
a steal.
I would have bought like 5 of them.
Well.
I fucking love distillate darts, man.
75% the with some terps and some fucking other cannabinoids making up the rest of it.
Those are so great. You could dab them, man. You could seal blunts with them. You can fucking squirt a line down the blunt before you fucking. This will die.
I'm gonna put this in this before the night's over.
I'm smoking out some fucking blueberry Faygo.
Oh, I saw the package for the blueberry Faygo, man.
Ugh. Yeah, my neighbor bought me an eighth of weed.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, she's like, you're always sharing weed with me, so.
That's awfully neighborly.
It's real sweet.
That was nice of her.
Hell yeah.
Fucking, it's pretty good weed. It's that weed that was it's really purpley. Like, when you break it up, it's still purple, and you're like, damn, man, that's purple as fuck.
Yeah, I had some of that recently. It was, grape something, but it was fucking purple, man. Grape pupil.
Man.
Purple.
Ann's bought this shit called Black Cherry Cola, might have been. And that, the bud broke up black. It was fucking weird as shit. I never seen black bud.
Smoking on that symbiote.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, man.
I saw they learned how to make colored dabs now. Yeah, that's.
They just put food coloring in it?
You know, I'm not sure what they do.
Oh, well, man. You gonna hit me with some information like that and not know the whole story?
Well, I thought it was dumb.
Oh, word.
I've never been like, man, I'd like this dab even more if it was blue. No, I don't dab. That's all too yellow for me. If it was maybe green or red, I'd consider it, but I don't know. Looks like earwax. I need it to look more like a booger.
How do we make this appeal to children? Let's put some fucking crayons in it.
I am convinced that's fake. Like, I'm telling you, if I... Younger me would have been all about fucking vaping with how delicious this. And I'm not saying like the fucking, when I say vaping, I mean all these disposables. I ain't talking that shit, cause ain't no kid gonna take the time to invest in fucking learn. You know, those things, there's a learning curve to that shit.
Yeah.
The disposables though that come in like some of the best fucking flavors in the world. I've been smelling people smoking them. Like, damn, that smells good.
Like, what flavor is that? Yeah. Bacon donuts?
Holy shit.
There are some crazy flavors of that shit. You know, but so all of those disposables taste too menthol-y to me, man. I can't fuck with it. Oh, it hurts my throat.
That's what Ange was into. Ange had to have all the ice flavors.
Yeah.
I don't like menthol.
No. I like a good menthol cigarette.
You know, not very many people smoke anymore. Yeah. Like, you don't see the kids smoking.
Back folks that always carry a pack of menthols with me to work. And when people would hit me up for a cigarette, they'd be like, hey man, you got cigarettes? Like, yeah, I got these Newports.
And it was I don't want one of those.
Maybe 50-50 that they'd actually get one. But camp lights, like, in their pocket. And be like, you know, those are for me, man. I'll share a Newport with you, though.
No, I'm good.
Shit. Man, everyone I know would be happy to take a Newport.
I would take one in a heartbeat. Because if I'm bumming, I can't be picky.
Yeah, I enjoyed the occasional menthol cigarette, but
Anne's a Newport smoker.
Not my go-to.
She was a Newport smoker, and then she went to Marlboro menthol, and then she went back to Newport. And Newports are expensive as fuck. Man.
Yes. Yes.
Fuck cigarettes. Yes. I hate buying. I wish you quit smoking. And the vapes aren't any cheaper when she's buying seven fucking vapes at a time. She can't make up her mind on what flavor she feels like smoking. So she, only person I ever seen that carries seven damn vapes flopping around between the flavors. Yeah. And then just ends up with seven damn mint ones. And I'm like, what the fuck?
There was a guy that I worked with at the deli, and that man always was carrying at least three. Damn. Because they were all at different levels of being almost dead.
Jesus.
So he would, like, hit on this one until he's like, all right, I need to switch real quick.
Mmm.
Wild.
Vaping is so weird. You know, I'm glad, you know, places are like, yo, you can't vape in here. Because I always thought it was obnoxious, the people that'd be, like, standing in line at McDonald's blowing vape in your face. Oh, it's an electronic cigarette. Oh, you motherfucker.
It's vape, it doesn't count.
I had a dude that used to play Yu-Gi-Oh! At tournaments, and he'd do that shit to you. And it's like, yo, really, man, right across from me, you're gonna blow this fucking smoke in my face. Fuck you.
If I was ever in a situation like that, I at least would try to, like, you know, under the table.
Yeah, vape fucking down.
I'm not going to blow it in somebody's face. That's disrespectful as fuck, you know?
Man. So, at the most recent Yu-Gi-Oh! Fucking event, one of the competitors said, oh shit, goddamn, on stream. And called himself a game loss.
That's hilarious.
Apparently, not on stream, but in the same match, he let out an oh shit motherfucker.
Damn.
And,
of course, on stream, they've already taken him off the stream.
Thank God I wasn't on stream. I'd be in trouble.
Hey, give me an announcement.
Take that, you cocksucker.
You said announcements?
We were talking about Venom, like this symbiote. You said something about symbiote. Didn't they announce something about Venom 3? I know it's coming out later this year,
man.
But
I haven't heard anything, but I'm down for it.
What is...
Is it going to be a Marvel movie, or is it still something?
Oh, it's still Sony. It's gonna be Eddie Brock, and you know they didn't learn the lesson from Morbius because nobody included Morbing time. That line, I thought, like, everybody was saying that shit so much. I thought it was a fucking movie.
Oh, that's not in the movie? It's
no.
Morbing
time? No.
He didn't say it's Morbing time. Everybody was ripping on it. And that movie really wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be whenever I got around to watching it. But then they went and made the Madam Web movie. The movie that nobody really cared about.
Yeah, it's getting shit on.
Apparently it sucks so bad that President Biden made fun of it. And also, it is, as far as I know, the only Spider-Man movie or Spider-Verse movie where a guy got arrested for jacking off in the theater. Because apparently Spider-Woman is so damn hot. He couldn't keep it in his pants. He had to take care of business right there.
I mean, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, I guess.
Full Pee-wee on that one.
What a...
Well, at least Pee-wee was at a porn theater, you know what I mean?
Right, well, it's not. It was a PG-13 movie.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wait, which one are you talking about?
Madam Web.
Yeah. I was talking about Pee Wee Herman. At least he was at the porn theater.
Oh, yeah, well, at least Pee Wee, he was in an adult theater. You're supposed to get away with jacking it there.
Yeah, you know, if I saw Pee Wee Herman jacking off anywhere, I'm like, hey, it's Pee Wee Herman.
That cop was jerking off and seen Pee Wee Herman and was like, you know what? As soon as I bust a snot, I'm going to grab that motherfucker.
You know, I wonder if he'll sign this for my kids. Yeah, after you wash your hands and before we cuff you, could you sign a few things for
me? No. Rub one out and when you finish, right? You're like, hey, Pee Wee, I just want you to meet my kids.
You know what's great? Is because of him getting caught doing that, we got one of the best fucking anti-crack commercials ever. And it was... It was Pee-wee holding up the little fucking gyre crack. Which led me to believe, man, fucking, they were selling crack in little glass vials in the 80s. Like, the economy was really good then.
Yeah.
Like...
Well, that's how they made it for the high-end customers. You know, kids on the street would get the foil and the sandwich bags.
Fucking seeing Pee-wee hold that little glass vial up, I'm like... I mean, it really got me thinking, like, Pee-wee, how did you get that? How do you know so much about this, Pee-wee? There's a dark side to that playhouse. I blame the pterodactyl and the little redhead kid. Man, fucking Captain Hat is a nice fucking touch. But you went on a cruise, huh?
Captain Stoned Ninja Hat.
Fucking how was cruising the seven seas with Jay and Silent Bob?
It's the Jay and Silent Bob Cruises Q hat. They gave one to all of the passengers. Actually got a lot of cool swag up there. The whole experience was amazing. They gave everybody one of these. I still have
it. Oh, shit!
Package, because I didn't take any pictures with it.
There was a lot of younger folks confused at what the fuck that was.
Yes, and they were like, hey, once I do this, like, then what? Who the hell develops film nowadays? And it's so crazy, like, you literally have to send the stuff off. You take it to fucking Walgreens, and where they used to do that shit in a dark room in Walgreens, now they just ship it off to a place, a lab, where they do all of it.
Shit.
Got these pins.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Let's see. They gave you basically your key card. Where is my key card? Oh, there it is. My key card, right? Got me in the room and everything like that. And they gave you a little lanyard to go with it. And since I actually got to participate in one of the script readings, I put my tag. I was Stoned Ninja, a.k.a. Local Number One.
I like it.
And I got to do a reading of Moose Jaws.
What the fuck is Moose Jaws?
Moose Jaws is Kevin Smith's parody of Jaws that takes place in a Canadian summer camp, eh?
Is that movie out now?
Instead of a shark, it's a...
A moose.
It's a moose.
Okay,
it's a moose.
I will watch... Is that a movie you can rent right now?
It is not currently out. This was actually the first public acknowledgement of, like, an actual script. It's something he had talked about on a podcast. I think... From this cruise, I learned that we're getting a Tusk 2. The other script reading night was actually Twilight of the Mallrats.
Oh, man.
That's pretty
And Jason Lee was there to play his character. well as Ethan Suplee. He returned as Willem. You know, the guy that
played
the schooner.
Yeah, he's buff now.
In the future version, right, where they're all grown up, he is the fucking mall security guard.
Okay,
filled
that
with rage. And he was hilarious at the reading, man. Did a phenomenal job. And there were, like, all sorts of events. So, like, every day they hit you up with one of these things on your cabin. And it's like, oh, this is what's going on Sunday. And this is what's going on Saturday. And it gave you, like, a handful of, like, events, like, whatever was going on. Sunday night, I got to see DJ Weed Pants. That's Jeff Anderson that plays Randall.
Okay.
He's fucking hilarious. He was hilarious at the signing. We got to sit there and bullshit with him for a minute or two. And Brian O'Halloran as well, Dante. And, like, after, like, hanging out with them for a minute, I'm like, dude, I'm definitely going to see whatever the hell he's doing with this DJ thing tonight. Because, like, they literally told him, like, the night before everybody got on the boat, oh, hey, Jeff Anderson, you have a DJ thing you're doing on Sunday night. And he's like, I'm not a DJ. And then sure enough, he, like, just played the playlist on his phone and just, like, hit the button and said, hey, listen to this one. And then he had, like, games and stuff going on. And at one point, he put, like, this Velcro thing on his head and threw these balls out into the audience. And so, like, you know, if you stick a ball to his head, he'd give you something signed, right?
Oh, that's funny.
And I was one of the first ones to stick a ball to his head, and I got a VIP pass to Clerks 3.
Oh, that's fucking dope.
By him and Brian and Kevin and Jay.
That's awesome.
I thought that was pretty cool, man. And then also, on our way out, they couldn't help but put this in with my stuff.
Quiet. Oh, hell yeah.
Taking place October 11th through the 13th in the beautiful city of Chicago.
Yeah.
Illinois. Where it's fully legal to smoke weed and you don't have to try and sneak it out on international waters.
And at least two of us will be there. So that's pretty fucking dope.
Let's go, man. Let's go.
Me and the fucking captain.
I got to hang out with, like I said, those guys from Clerks. Hung out with Ming a little bit. And I got to interact with Kevin and Jason, albeit briefly. They all have copies of Stoned Ninja.
Hell yeah.
And just about all the other talent that was on the ship included. There were some really good comedians that actually go around the country with Jason Mewes. There was AJ Wilkerson and Jake Rubel.
Oh yeah, I saw fucking them posting actually.
And Jake Rubel actually, Shannon, the publisher on Stone Ninja that owns 901 Comics, he was like, hey man, you gotta like meet this guy really quick. And I'm like, hey, what's up, guy, really quick, nice to meet you, blah blah blah. Oh, you got a copy of Stone Ninja, read it, let me know what you think, man.
Hell yeah.
All that kind of shit. And he's like, yeah, man, we'll talk later, bro. I gotta go. I'm like, all right, man.
Hell fucking yeah.
He was on the main stage opening up for Jason Mewes. And I was like, oh, that guy. Okay. I don't know who he was beforehand. Yeah. But he killed
him.
That was funny as shit. And then since we got off the boat, we kind of chatted back and forth through Messenger. He is considering a comic book project of his own, and you know, he's like it's always been a dream of mine to write a comic book, but I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm like, you're talking to the right guy, because I basically taught myself how to do it, and I'll give you all these pointers. And I gave him some like positive inspiring kind of direction.
Hell yeah.
Here you go, man. And he's supposed to be getting back to me when he's got some pages done. And I'm going to help him, clean it up, make sure it's a solid script, and then maybe help him find some talented artists to do it. So, we'll see if something goes forward there. Definitely looking forward now to Chronicon. We applied to be a vendor, we've sent an email about applying to be a vendor, and have yet to hear back from them. Everybody I talked to, all the clerks and Hall Rats guys and then Ming, they were like, man, you should be able to, like, you're one of the first ones to, try and apply and inquire about any of this stuff. You're in there. You're going to be in there.
Hell yeah. Okay,
cool. But we're waiting to find out before we make any solid plans and whatever. But just really cool all-around experience. And they gave everybody a thank you note for leaving. Or when you're on your way out, like, hey, man, you guys are cool.
Thanks for fucking off.
And so that Sunday, everybody had their captain hats on all over the ship, man.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, and, it was just, it was really fun. They had, like, a deck hockey set up, you know how they have like shuffleboard and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, it's a clerk's thing, right? So they put deck hockey out there, man.
That's pretty fucking dope.
And it was in this kind of like a net kind of sports area.
That's fucking dope.
That was a lot of fun. Oh, dude! While Muse was doing his amusing stories, he was just like, yeah, man, I didn't think of it till last minute, y'all, but they should have done like a Fortnite tournament or something like that, because I'm jonesing for some games right now. And he got up, and I was just like, oh, I'd fuck you up on some Fortnite, bitch.
That would have been
So they're already talking about doing the Cruise Askew number 2. In 2026, and I'm hoping that, one, get to go on it, two, he comes correct with the, video games, and he said some kind of tournament, so.
Hell yeah. That'd be man, fun. Astronomicon had a Mortal Kombat tournament, and I won that shit.
Nice!
It was me and fucking Joe in the finals. Joe had beat me in the original round robin. He was my only loss. And then I had to beat him twice to fucking win the shit. But I did. And man, we were super hyped because it was supposed to be MK11. And it was some guys from the Angry Video Game Nerd running it. Not the Angry Video Game Nerd, but his larger friends. I didn't mean it like the guy. What really bothered me is there was two of them, and I kind of looked like a combination of them just mushed together. and that's all. That's always really bothered me.
Fuck.
I know, it's really disheartening. But, fucking, yeah, they forgot the disc for 11. But we had it on us, and I should have said something. Like, yo, we brought a PS4. And I might have actually, PS4. And, fucking Mortal Kombat 11. And couldn't use it on the TV there.
Hmm.
Peacemaker's out in Mortal Kombat 1.
Yeah.
And he actually, he's fun as shit.
You played it?
Yeah. And I think it's, I think the fun part is all his one-liners and shit. And all his intros, like, it's of course John Cena doing everything.
Yeah.
And it's dead on for the fucking character, and it's just funny as fuck. He's still rude, crude, and absurd, but he's funny as fuck.
You know, and I know Donnie hates John Cena for some fucking reason. But I can't tell you how many times I've seen videos of him, like, jumping out of the ring and then jumping out into the stands because there's some, like, you know, handicapped kid there and, like, that's their fucking life's dream to just be there. And he comes up and gives him his fucking wristband or fucking, you know, just talks to him and hooks him up with some fucking Cena swag, whether it's his fucking t-shirt or whatever, and they're just like, holy shit, like that dude,
because he's such a goody good like that. I think that's what makes Peacemaker even funnier, is just seeing such a nice guy like that be just such a despicable asshole.
It's like the lovable despicable,
yeah, because you just, you want to not like him. You're like, wow, man, everything you're saying is just so fucking offensive right now.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're like, I can't help but love you, but dumb, you lovable self.
Offensive he is, it like flies right over his head. Like a bald eagle.
Come on, man. That show, I cannot wait for season 2 of that fucking show. That show was fucking great.
You see the leaked photos of the new Superman? They started filming that. James Gunn is directing Superman Legacy. And they got a new Superman guy, and he's got the little red bike shorts.
You know, we don't need another damn Superman movie. We need Peacemaker season 2.
Fuck Superman.
I'm so sick of Superman. You know what? I'm sick of Batman too.
Superman.
And I like Batman. But you know, they really lost me with that. Martha.
Did they do a,
where's Martha?
They did a whole Aquaman movie. You know, they did spread out. They did Blue Beetle. That didn't suck nearly as bad as people thought it would.
I still haven't watched Blue Beetle yet, but I imagine it's all right. I like
thoroughly Blue Beetle. Enjoyed it. It's the kid from that plays
the Karate Kid.
Miguel from Karate Kid or
Cobra Kai. Yeah.
Yep. And he does a great job. And he's got some hot chick that he's macking on the whole movie. And the special effects all look pretty good. It's a little bit goofy, but it's got like that fucking family kind of aspect too.
Family.
You know.
Now, is it part of this new DC universe, or is it? Yeah.
Who
see.
Who the fuck knows, man?
See, that's what bothers
is it
me
part
about
of
all
the
this.
Old DC? Is it part of the new?
No one.
The new shit gonna be part of the new DC? Who fucking knows? Who cares?
You know, it's
just too confusing.
It is too confusing. But, see, Marvel did such a good job. It's sad to see. Because DC's got all the interconnecting shit, too. So they could be doing some pretty, you know, massive shit. They got the fucking Infinite Crisis and all that shit. There's some big fucking events DC could be doing, but instead they're like, nah, let's stick our fingers in our ass and spin around a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Who knows what the fuck we're doing?
They have been horrible at this for the last couple decades.
Yeah.
You know, Christopher Nolan wouldn't have gone in on a shared universe with his version of Batman. because he didn't want there to be superpowers and stuff like that. He's got a magic flower that does stuff in all of the, you know, things, but, you know, doesn't want to have superpower. He doesn't even want to give Bane his powers, which they easily could have said, oh, yes, that flower thing that already exists, and we're going to just pump it into the guy, and he gets muscly and shit. But he didn't want to do that.
That's a damn shame.
I know.
You know what, though? Fuck it. Leave his movies out. They could have got shit right. Instead, fucking, I feel like they're just playing catch up with Marvel. And that was their problem, was they were playing catch up.
Marvel is mustard.
Oh, shit.
They should have just fucked with their own shit and went at their own pace and fucking did it correctly. And, you know, even they did that one Superman movie good. You know, was there one or two of them that were okay?
There was one of those, and then the sequel was Batman versus Superman.
Okay, the sequel sucked. But
so, yeah, it could have been better, let's just say.
and then they just I feel they rushed to the Justice League, like, and it's like, how do you fuck up Darkseid? And they did it,
taking him out of the movie. And the thing is everybody was like, they're just gonna bust their load in the first fucking movie, Darkseid. Here you go. But then, like, it was like, no, he's gonna show up in the next one.
Suck it, nerds.
Avengers did it. Thanos didn't show up till the third one. it had such a good TV universe, too, because The Flash was fucking good. And what I liked about fucking Marvel and Deadpool was Deadpool referenced the Avengers. It was connected to all that shit.
Yep.
You have The Flash. You have Arrow. You have Legends of Tomorrow. You have all this shit in this universe already fucking connected. Why are we just disconnecting everything? And then you got fucking that Commissioner Gordon show. Gotham, is that what it was called? Yeah, like, we're rewriting Batman's history again.
And they had a Pennyworth show that was just all about Alfred.
Like, let's consistency here. Can we get some... you have cool... And I get it. It feels like every 10 years they're resetting their comic book universe, too. DC just doesn't know what the fuck they want to do.
Yeah.
They drive me fucking nuts. Now, you know, I blame Warner Brothers a lot, too. But Warner Brothers is meddling around with a lot of shit lately, too.
Yeah. They're like the Sony of the DC universe.
Yeah. And they killed all those animation. Now, Warner Brothers had some really good fucking animation. The Mortal Kombat cartoons were all really good.
Oh, man. I read a post that was talking about how... you know, they had the Coyote versus Acme movie?
Yeah.
That they just decided, apparently, they're going to delete the files for it.
Oh.
After it was complete.
Oh.
And one of the artists that worked on it was like, wait, I'm never going to get to see it and this and that. And then, I don't know how, but they actually got to watch a copy of it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wait, this is a really good movie. Like, it's funny. It's heartfelt. It's, like, beautiful animation and everything like that. And...
it's Wile E. fucking Coyote. It's gonna do great. They fucking hate animation now.
But... the thing that sucks is on top of they're not releasing it, they're deleting the files. So yeah, this movie will never be seen, ever. That's kind of so like stupid. The whole Batgirl movie or Batwoman or whatever that was supposed to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, that was
they. It just, I don't know. Like, I can only hope that like 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, somebody's like, oh hey,
man, listen.
So this ripped copy does exist, and here's the movie.
They're fucking so much shit up. I've heard most of the shit that sucks about Mortal Kombat wasn't even NetherRealm's doing. It's all shit Warner Brothers requested in there. And it...
That's about right.
Yeah, they're just fucking everything. You know what they still haven't fucking given me? Where's the sequel to fucking Gremlins 2, baby?
Gremlins 3?
You know what? I'm with you on that one. Where is it? Where the fuck is it?
Yeah, it's been so fucking long. Gremlins 2 did great. We deserve a third fucking Gremlins.
Yeah, that was the first movie I saw in the theaters where, like, me and my friends, like, got dropped off and just went by ourselves.
Hell yeah. Mine was 13 Ghosts. Okay. Or House on Haunted Hill. One of those two.
13 Ghosts? Is that the one with... what's his name? Michael J. Fox?
No, that's Frighteners.
Frighteners.
That's a good one, though.
It's hilarious scary.
That
was such a good movie, man. I was, like, blown away. I got drugged to that movie in the theaters, and I was like, why are we going to see this? I mean, come on, really? And like, oh, nah, man, it's cool, man, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's back when a movie was, like, maybe $10, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking A, that wasn't a good movie, man.
Man, we had it on VHS. I don't remember when Frighteners came out. Was it late 90s?
I think it was early 2000s. Late 90s.
Let's see. I know it was originally supposed to be a 1996.
Okay.
Yeah, I was 10 at the time. So 10 I didn't.
At the 10.
Yeah, I did not see it in theaters, but I saw it on VHS. Yeah. And it was originally supposed to be a Tales from the Crypt movie, but the other two Tales from the Crypt movies bombed.
So, I thought they were good.
Yeah, I liked them too. Although, you know, I thought I really liked the show Masters of Horror, and I watched a couple episodes with Cody. And maybe it just didn't age well. I'm like, wow, this is kind of shit. And she's like, oh, this is what you wanted me to see, Dan? This is awful.
You're trash.
And I'm like, man, I must have been remembering this shit wrong.
While I was on the ship, they actually had a viewing. Mark Bernard, he's the guy that does the Fat Man Beyond podcast with Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
A writer in Hollywood. He's written a ton of stuff from, you know, episodic TV to comic books and all that. But they did a viewing of his independent short film called Splinter. And I was like, ooh, is it about a Ninja Turtle and a giant rat and stuff like that? It wasn't. but apparently how it came about is, you remember they relaunched Twilight Zone like, I don't know, 5 years ago, something like that?
Yeah.
So he wrote an episode.
Got sucked into the Twilight Zone.
I'm gonna bang it out of the water. You know, the first season, you know, they commissioned a whole bunch of people to write episodes and stuff, and when he came up with the treatment and everything and started working on it, they were like, we've already, like, he's like, I'm gonna make it, like, you know, they've always got one with an airplane every season, there's one with an airplane, And every season there's one with a kid. And I'm going to make this one, the one with the creepy kid and the airplane episode, wrapped into one. And they were
like, where he's going with that.
And they were like, well, we've already got an airplane episode for the first season lined up. So maybe we'll do this in season two. And then it got canceled. So he decided to write out the script anyway. And he got it like funded and stuff like that. And decided this was going to be like, he was going to direct something. He was going to make it an indie short film. And he basically got it like funded for like $200,000 for like a 15-minute short film that they filmed in like 4 days. It turned out really cool. It was all about this kid who was basically a live-in prisoner on this airplane, and they couldn't let him touch the ground. And there was a group of people that found out that he was on this plane, and that he was being held captive and stuff, and they think they're being freedom fighters and trying to like bust him out and get him off the plane. But as soon as he touches down, you know, through all their efforts, they end up having to like land the plane. And then when he like gets to the ground, like everybody starts going crazy. They all get like angry and start like going at each other and stuff like that. And he just causes all this kind of
chaos
and violence. And then they like slap him in another plane really quick and fly him up into the fucking air. And get him out of there. But like, you know, the damage is done. There's already a whole bunch of dead people from it.
Holy shit. Why don't they just kill him?
Right? And they kind of briefly kind of like, there's one of the characters that's like, hey, I'm over this kid. And then they're like, portray, oh no, don't do it and stuff. And
They told this whole story in 15 minutes.
Yeah, they should have just fucking popped the kid. What are you gonna do?
I mean, he's
in government's hands, right? He's in the government's hands, so I'm guessing that they just want to use him as a weapon at some point.
Oh yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, the fucking government, man. That's what they do.
You know, here's an interesting fact, real quick. Fucking the Frighteners was a Peter Jackson joint.
Oh yeah.
Man, I watched the Meet the Feebles not too long ago. Now that was a wild fucking Peter Jackson film.
Meet the Feebles.
It was like the Muppets on crack. Like, yeah, they were Muppets, but they were one was a fucking junkie. A junkie snake or something, and one was a sex crazed pervert. It was a really weird fucking movie. It was fucking weird. I found it going.
It was really hard to get out of these syringes.
Oh yeah, if you roll it around in your hand and warm it up.
That's what she said.
I usually just sticking out my email and warming that shit up. But yeah, that's the trick they taught me at the dispenser. Cause that was always my complaint. I said, this shit's always so hard to get out of these fucking little syringes, man. But, oh yeah, just like that.
I've actually had a couple of them. If it's a like a thinner, longer one, for whatever reason, it's easier to pump out.
I've never had a thinner, longer one. I've always got them little fat boys like that.
Let's see, I thought I had one in here. Oh. God, I got so much crap in this drawer. I don't Here's another syringe I haven't even busted into yet.
Dan, that's your weed drawer?
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm. A lot of weed. You know, before I forget, there's fucking cracks. Glowing and steamy fucking cracks happening by Risky Reels. And apparently throughout the week, there's going to be a big old hand popping out. Dropping a chest that when it gets open, it shoots out a fucking fire tornado.
Well, isn't that special?
And the chest has Greek gods on it. Because, you know, next season is the Greek god season. Which I wasn't excited for at first. But I think the reason I wasn't excited for it is because there's a whole Greek god game. Isn't there Smite?
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
I know. I remember watching you play it. I had no idea what the fuck you were doing.
It's pretty fun.
But I was watching you play it. You were, you know, saying things and issuing commands and telling your buddies to do shit. And
I said, oh, yeah, I remember that now. I was like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Oh, yeah. You might have even been playing Cerebus.
I was. If I was playing Smite, that's who I was playing with.
Yeah, oh,
Cerebus. Or Cerberus, or whichever one it is. You noticed that the mosaic thing that we're putting together.
Oh, yeah, yep.
The three-headed dog, so...
I just got the third head.
Like a fucking really dope boss that we can beat.
I fucking hope so.
Well, okay, you remember they had that event for... What's the guy? The fucking DJ Leroy? Or no, it's...
The Kid Leroy. Yeah, we fought the dog. Leroy. The fire dog thing.
And that giant fire dog thing?
Yeah.
Like, we get that on the map in the fucking area.
That would be fun.
And just make it where, you know, you kind of need four people to be able to take that fucker down.
By the fucking volcano.
Right?
Man, I mean, if there's a volcano, it's looking like that leak might not have been real.
Oh, for real?
Just because of where the shit's happening. It's not happening over there. It's happening over by Risky Reels. Or, not Risky Reels. Ruined Reels. Yeah. Man, it's some crazy shit. Because there's now... Like I said, the cracks are now glowing. Glowing orange. Yeah. And there's steam coming out of them.
Yep.
I was doing some quests before we started. Man, I was doing so good in my fucking solo match. I got down to the last 12 people. I had a crown. Ooh. I'm at 18 crown victories this season.
Nice, man. I think I just got to like 11 or 12.
And Nicholas is at 28 now.
Dude, there's people out there with hundreds, man.
Yeah, I had a guy kill me, and he showed off his, and he was at like 600.
Y'all seen that old man who just hides in the bushes until he's, you know, like one of the last few people? He just stays hidden the whole time, and then he'll come out.
He plays ranked, and he's one of the highest ranked people in the world right now.
Yeah.
He might actually be the highest ranked person in the world. And he just hides in trees and bushes till the end.
Yep.
Fucking wild. You see the old man who plays Battlefield and he's a sniper?
Mm-hmm.
And he gets the ridiculous sniper kills?
Yeah.
Guess he was a sniper in real life?
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
Yeah, just hundreds of meters away, just killing folks. And they're just, you just hear him getting pissed and everything.
Yeah.
And you hear one guy go, I know he was a sniper in real life. And it is some old dude that was a sniper in real life. That shit is
wild.
Fucking crazy, man. Man, there was something else I wanted to talk to y'all about. I don't fucking remember now.
Oh!
You know what I wanted to say?
Yes.
I was started playing fucking Magic again.
I was about to ask you about that if you didn't say and something.
I finished the season... Diamond Ring. Diamond Tier 3 I made it to. I was shooting for Mythic, but man, I made a fucking, I play fucking Explorer or Pioneer, but made a standard deck by mistake, was super pissed off, but now I fucking love it. It, you know, it wins like by turn two or three.
And damn.
I'm getting these games over with quick. I've built up enough gold that I've blinged out my fucking deck. I've been participating in events and shit. I'm fully fucking back into this game. And I can play on my phone. And it's quick and it's easy and I can do it in between shit. So it's fucking nice.
Hell yeah.
That's
fucking cool, man. Hell yeah.
It's fucking, fucking nice. You guys see any comics or anything this week?
Man, you know, I had so much going on that I didn't. And I've been working at the comic book store. I've been picking up some extra hours.
Hell yeah.
Doing shit like that, which I really fucking enjoy it. I've been just going through so much and putting stuff aside. And end of the day, I just run out of there. And I'm like, damn it, I need... I told myself today, too, because I put one in there specifically for you, Rick.
Oh, shit.
You would appreciate
oh
my little stack. I just literally even today. Oh fuck, man! I got jury duty.
Oh man!
I told the lady, I was like, listen, I don't like you. I don't like the judge. I don't like these cops. I can't do this shit. And she's just like, that's not an excuse. You're going to jury duty. So, the first week of fucking September, they're gonna, fuck me in the ass with...
They tell you that soon in advance? Wow,
and
man.
We got to select a couple different days and plead our case to get out of it. I was like, listen, I've got anxiety because the court has screwed me over before. And, I've been a victim of police... persecution because I'm a medicinal cannabis. I've got my fucking official card. None of that's an excuse, sir. I don't even like you or the judge or these cops. And you want me to do anything? You want me to here?
Fuck you all.
Which week do you want?
You know what? He's guilty. Give him the electric chair.
I'm gonna do this.
Just drag it on as long as you can. just to fuck everybody up.
You know, it's the court.
I thought this was a free country.
Just tell him you need to go home to your boyfriend. That'll really upset him.
I'm gonna tell him that whatever happened, it was the cops' fault.
Yeah. You know that?
Just wrote up the report. They wrote it up wrong.
He's innocent because that fuck screwed it up.
Oh, wait. It's this
Your Honor.
Versus a credit card company or an insurance company. Oh, I'm siding with the person. Fuck that court. I'm going
to say
company every fucking time.
Do they send you something in the mail letting you know you got jury duty?
They basically said I had to go today or fill out the shit online.
Because I don't check my mail.
And yeah, they mail it to you and you have to show up or else you're in trouble.
In my 7 years, almost 8, knock on wood, I've never had jury duty.
Yeah.
Is that just random?
This is me at 47, and it's my first go.
Okay, so yeah, I still got time to get hit.
Yeah, and apparently, if I do this, or when I do this, that means I don't have to do it for another 10 years.
Okay.
Hopefully, by the time that rolls around, you know, I'll have enough money to be able to be like, no. Because that's how the fucking system works.
Listen, fines are only a fucking punishment for the poor.
Exactly.
Like, what a shitty fucking point. No one learns their lesson if they have unlimited fucking funds. Oh, yeah. $125
for sure. Oh, parking tickets. Yeah, just pay them like this. That's like pay to park, right? It's like pay to park.
What the fuck?
Bless you. I've never seen someone sneeze a what the fuck before.
Damn.
You look downright offended by that sneeze. Like, what the fuck?
Came out of nowhere.
The audacity of that fucker.
Holy. Oh, damn, man. Oh,
damn. What I say whenever my face explodes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like... That was a real what the fuck right there. That was pretty fucking good.
Pretty rough.
Oh, let me show you guys something. Something that I use here.
Something that you use.
Yeah, this came with my fucking combs. It's a little. Put the weed.
Silver.
Yeah, this thing is a lifesaver.
A filler-upper?
Yeah. This thing, it's great. It's very simple in design. You know, it's just merely cardboard. But it works... It works better than my boy, Electrobus.
Oh, come on, dude.
Electrobus does not work that well. I mean, He scoops it up nicely. He does not get it into the cone very nice at all.
Yeah.
It's his big, goofy fucking arms.
That makes sense.
That fucking Electabuzz. You know? Oh! That's something we didn't mention. Fucking... That Pokemon announcement. ZA Legends.
Yeah? How you feel about that?
We're going back to the Kalos region. It's about fucking time. How were they gonna give us these fucking games? Give us half a fucking story. Everyone knows they finished the fucking story in the third game. We're like, okay, X, Y. Third game's gonna be a Z. This fucking third Pokemon's name started with a Z. I want to say Zekrom. No, it's not Zekrom. What the fuck is
Zygarde?
Yeah. And he's got all them different forms and shit. And you know, they're like, you know what? Throw it in Sun and Moon. Just throw all that shit. So it won't make any fucking sense in Sun and Moon. We'll throw it in Sun and Moon. Fuck Pokemon. I'm excited we're getting that story, at least. At least I would hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, ZA, AZ. We never got his little Flabibi or whatever it's called either, did we? Yeah, see?
I don't think so.
We're gonna get it now. We're gonna get it
I
now.
I got it on Pokemon Go.
He's got it on Pokemon Go. Okay. Fuck that, Flabibi.
Oh,
Flabibi.
I think, yeah, it's a special Flabibi, though. It's some dude's Flabibi. I think the name is Flabibi.
There's several different variations of Flabibi.
Yeah, it's got all the different colors.
Yeah.
Man, fucking... I haven't played... You know what? Since I haven't been on that fucking little Pokemon obsession anymore, I haven't played Pokemon Go in fucking forever.
Yeah, it's been...
I haven't touched either of the fucking DLCs, and I hear the DLCs are fucking great. And for the first time, we can catch starters in the wild. So,
well, from now until March 8th, I mean, Fortnite is just fun with friends.
Yeah.
So if you want to get some time in on other games, that's pretty much about it.
Yeah, you know what, though? Fortnite is still fucking fun with friends.
Yes, it is.
I'm still playing, and I feel like at the end is where they really give us that push in the Legends, too. Because I'm like past 220.
Yeah, I think
that's
right where I'm at. It's 220.
Yeah. Listen, this has been a good fucking... I don't want to say it was a good season, but it was a good season.
I mean, it was a good season.
Yeah.
We got the Ninja Turtle action, which...
Yeah.
Should have lasted, but instead of it lasting out, they gave us some other shit for free. But, I mean, it's not like we're getting a whole lot out of it. But then a loaded screen of the Mosaic, but...
We do got that cool-ass Krang backling, well, now.
Yeah, well... Yeah, that whole thing was pretty thick. You got a super shredder out of it. We got a
Peter. We were saying how much they needed to add the fucking shredder too.
The one thing that was lacking, I think, we were used to the vaults that had so much cool shit that heist season. And what was that? Chapter 4, season 5?
Chapter 4, season
4. The last one on the last new map.
Yeah, that was chapter four, season 4.
Okay.
Yeah. And
those were so much fun, and you got like top-notch gear that busting into the vaults this season was not as satisfying.
I'm kind of over vaults.
What's that?
I said I'm kind of over vaults. They've been doing it since Chapter 3, Season 4 enough.
Yeah.
Like, every season has had them.
Well, they just need to have a fun new twist on the vault, and maybe we'll see what that is this next season. What if it's like you've got to go into God's chambers, and then you can collect his power, you know?
Okay, that's cool.
Right?
Okay.
So each one would have, like, a different, distinct ability or something like that, because they're talking about these god powers and stuff. I don't know exactly what that means. It'd be crazy if god power is just like build mode, where you can just like build stairs wherever you want.
What if god powers are just augments now?
Well, there you go.
Because fucking augments, they teased that shit in the beginning. And it kept saying coming soon, and there was that tab. Yeah. And then, as you pointed out one day, all that was gone. And those, you know, some of the augments leaked, and they kept saying, oh, this update, the augments are going to be in. All the leakers kept saying, oh, this update, here comes the fucking augments. And everything else they leaked was true, except for fucking augments.
Yeah, I think they had a problem. Upgraded the graphics so much.
Yeah.
I think that there's just so much going on in that game that they were having like some buggy kind of issues.
And I want
to not include it for this season. I hope that that's the fun thing about Fortnite, man. They're going to switch it up every season. So whatever it is, it's going to be something that we've maybe kind of seen a little bit before. But it's switched up a little bit. You know, it's still going to be like shooting stuff with guns. So I can only hope that they switch up the gun stuff a lot.
Yeah.
I like guns this season, but I also like...
the variety is lacking, I feel.
Yeah.
Everything feels the same.
Well, and the thing is they did that on purpose so you could just... use that mod bench.
Yeah, which there's not enough of.
And
none of the good changes they made, there's enough.
Upgrade the weapons. It's bullshit that you can't upgrade the weapons.
Yeah.
Like, you've always been able to go from, you know, green.
At least up to legendary.
Yeah. And so I think they can kind of incorporate that back in it. Figure out a way to make that. Because I hated going there, and you go, okay, I got this blue weapon, but I want it to be purple or legendary.
Man. Fuck them and some of them changes. but
the
I
chain
love
whip junt. The chain whip junt has been awesome this season. Just as fun as the rocket ram, but more attack friendly.
Yeah. Yeah, it fucking grew on me.
Yeah, and you can just move around with that thing.
I move like a fucking ninja.
Top of a tree and yanking
and chaining them together and
the fucking air, and then when you land you fucking slide, and then by then you've already built up that one chain that you use to do all that shit, and then you hit the top of a fucking cliff and do it all over again, man.
Well, all this Fortnite talk has made me want to play Fortnite. We're 24 minutes over. You guys had an extra fucking long episode this week. Maybe because I feel bad because we technically missed last week. But, you know, fucking things are weird right now. Life will be back on track starting next week, though, fellas. Things will start to be a little bit more normal again. So the beatdowns will hopefully be normal again. That's so fucking cool that it says it on the sleeve like that. Fucking love it. I fucking love it. The captain here.
Captain Snow Ninja.
I love you guys and you guys. And, that was
165? Yeah. 160.
Don't forget to check out the BrooklynBeatdown.com. Fucking links to everything we do pretty much is there. Fucking Stoned.Ninja and StoneNinja.com.
Both of them.
Yeah, buy a comic book, a shirt,
check it out.
Coffee mug. Look at it. Give them a like.
And there's links to all of my social media on there too.
Yeah, check it fucking out. Fucking the Slinky Cast over there or over here. I don't know where I'm pointing to because when I check the video, it's always different. So, you know, I could be over here in the corner and I'm actually pointing to no one. So, yeah, Slinky over here, the SlinkyCast.com. Fucking, you know, Donnie shit. Well, God, Donnie. And, you know, he's got his PlayStation.
Where's Donnie?
Back, so. Yeah, where's Donnie.com? That's about to be the
where's
fucking
next thing.
Yeah, fucking where's Donnie? We were supposed to do this wrestling podcast and it disappeared on.
Hashtag where's Donnie.
Yeah. Fucking that's fucking great. I'm using that. Fucking peace out, everyone.